You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Richard Am is a disability rights campaigner and disability researcher who leads the Disability Action Research Collective, otherwise known as DARC. DARC produces free digital zines made in a way that anyone can read online or print at home. And we're joined by Richard to discuss some of the available and upcoming publications. Hi, Richard. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So how did DARC begin?
So originally, there was a lot of work by disabled scholars that wasn't getting seen by a lot of people, and that was very interesting. And so a lot of it wasn't really trickling down into disabled culture in general. And I wanted to make information more accessible for more people, as well as highlighting the work of disabled scholars.
And what are zines for people that haven't heard of them before, and why are they a good format to share information?
So a zine is a small form factor magazine, which is usually self-published. We like them because it forces you to be concise. And a lot of algorithms will actively suppress anything to do with disability. So if you're trying to get things out there, actually going back to the physical is kind of a good way to do it. Because if you send someone a link, they can easily forget. But if you hand someone a zine, it'll be in their pocket. They'll find it again one day. We have 300 volunteer researchers as part of our group. Currently, we have 21 zines out, which are available as digital PDFs for people who use screen readers. They are just physical printed ones. We have 21. We have plans for at least 100.
And what kind of topics have you covered so far? What is some of the range of zines available?
Yeah, so there's a massive range of zines. The last one we released was actually a game based on Greek mythology, which is shot through with a lot of disability. We've released two on horror movies. We did Ancient Greece and Disability, which has a lot of information on blindness in antiquity in it. We also did one on Shakespeare and disability. We did a whole series on disabled leaders from different societies. We had a history of eugenics. We did one about Star Trek and disability, ancient Egypt, did one about why the gap exists on trains in the UK. We did Disabled Gods, which was disabled gods from world mythology. There's one called Disability Film Analysis Tools, which was the a simplified version of my master's dissertation. One of the early ones was on wheelchair history. And then some of the very first were about disabled radicals and feminists and civil rights leaders and anti-slavery activists. And we have an upcoming one, which is a policy summary of all of the recent attacks on disability rights in the UK in recent years.
And you are also collecting contributions for a blind and deafblind history zine. Why did you want to create this zine, and what kind of input are you looking for?
We wanted sort of have zines that covered the history of different disabled experiences, not just so that we as a collective can learn about each other, but also just to have a broader coverage to make sure that people aren't left out. So we have already done one on the history of dwarfism, and we have ones in production on the history of people with learning disabilities and deaf people. And doing one with blind history was certainly, and deafblind history was really interesting, because we already had a lot from zines we've already done, which we could include in that particular collection. And if people can reach out to me via email, my name is one word, which is richardam@gmail.com, RICHARDAMM. That's Alpha Mike Mike at the end there. They'll get sent a link to a shared working document where they can see the current state, and they'll have topics that they can pick from to write up. And it's usually about 120 words for a mini biography or 350 words for a general topic. I would also recommend them looking at the rest of our zines just to kind of see how we do things.
And if people want to learn more about DARC's other work, where is the best place for them to go?
So we have a link tree, which is linktr.ee/disabilityarc, DISABILITYARK, as one word. We do also run some media groups. We have a horror group which meets up once a month online on Discord to discuss representation in a specific film. We also have one which does film in general, which is currently on a USA time zone for anyone who feels comfortable starting an event at midnight UK time. But the horror one is, I think, 6:30 to 8 on the first Monday of the month.
Well, thank you so much, Richard Am, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.